Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. Hello and welcome to the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. I'm Sky Blaze, and today I'm going to be revisiting the topic of cancelled projects and vaporware. Thank you very much to Twinny, our staff member who set up the Twitter poll to decide on today's topic. I will be covering the other topic that was part of the poll next week, hopefully. Also, I apologise if my voice starts breaking or I start sounding really hoarse. I am suffering from a throat infection. So this episode of The Hidden Palace is sponsored by Vicks Chloraseptic Anesthetic Spray. Let's proceed then, shall we? The first game I'm going to be talking about today is an unfinished Dreamcast survival horror called Agartha. It was begun by French developer No Cliché in around 1997. I'm not entirely sure on that one because the details are a little bit scarce. The creative director on the game was handled by a guy called Frederick Reynell, who earlier had left a fairly large footprint on the survival horror genre with Alone in the Dark, which I'm pretty sure most of you would have heard of. The game title was meant to be a reference to the legendary city from Hollow Earth mythology, which supposedly resides deep within the core of the planet, if you believe that the world is hollow, I guess. You know, Jules Verne, Journey to the Centre of the Earth type stuff. Now, the game was unfortunately cancelled when Sega announced that the Dreamcast was to be discontinued. You can find a fairly short clip, I think it's about 10 minutes long, of an early demo on the Unseen 64 website, which is a great website, by the way, you should check it out. It is a real shame about this one, because since Frederick Reynell had made such an impact with Alone in the Dark, it would have been really interesting to see where this one would have gone. So, Peter Kickass is saying in the chat that he can't believe he read Vaporware as Vaporwave. Vaporwave is something else entirely. Also, Mikkel is saying on the Discord chat is saying that he hopes I feel better soon. Oh, thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate that because I'm not feeling at my best at the moment. But we'll I'm sure I'll be feeling better by next week. At least I hope so. Right, since Agartha was cancelled, I don't have any music from that game itself. What I do have is music from Alone in the Dark, which did have a Saturn port for Alone in the Dark 2, so I can get away with it. So I'm going to play from Alone in the Dark 2, the track Loneliness, and I will see you after. Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
We are back, and that was Disprove 15 from D2, which is a Sega-produced survival horror. Mikhail and a couple of other people on the chat were saying how creepy the sound was. Yeah, it's very good. It's very it's a very interesting ambient soundtrack. It's worth checking out, actually. I think it's on the Radio Sega playlists, so it might be worth requesting if you fancy freaking yourself out. Anyway, Castlevania Resurrection, another Dreamcast game, which was set in the year 1666, because evil, I guess. It was starring Sonia Belmont, who is in another Castlevania game whose name I have temporarily forgotten, which is most annoying. It wasn't Bloodlines, it was one of the others, I can't remember which one it was. But she was pulled out of time, well, was going to be pulled out of time in this game, and there was going to be another original character that you could also play as. It was unfortunately cancelled by Konami, because this is Konami we're talking about, and they decided that they had no faith in the Dreamcast, and switched their focus to the PlayStation, coincidentally announcing the cancellation of of Castlevania Resurrection the same day that the PlayStation was released. So, yeah, subtle there, Konami. Nice one. Similarly, a Castlevania game for the 32X was cancelled when it became pretty clear that the 32X wasn't selling very well. Quite a lot of the sprite work and code were later reused for Portrait of Ruin and Symphony of the Night. Sorry. The unreleased 32X game is usually referred to by fans as Castlevania Bloodletting, which is an interesting name. Mikhail is saying hashtag fuck Konami. Yeah, I watched Jim Sterling too, because Konami is Konami and Konami is the worst. That's a bit of a shame. I quite like some of the Castlevania games. As much as I do like Symphony of the Night, I think it would have been really cool to have one on the Dreamcast. So that is a bit of a shame. I think we should have some more music. So, since it is a Castlevania game, it almost certainly would have had a remix of Bloody Tears in there somewhere, so I feel that I can get away with playing this remix of Bloody Tears called This Blood Don't Run by Existence Zero from the, I think it's from the Vampire Variations series of EPs, which you can find through OC Remix. So let's play that, and I will see you after the break.
Music 24/7.
And I just got a telling off by Rexy because the last track wasn't technically a Sega source song. I'm sorry, but it was a really cool track and I couldn't resist. Yeah, the last track that was playing was by Helicopter Knife Fight, and it's called Whip This Beat. It's from Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge, and it's a remix of the Cloud Castle, I think it's Cloud Castle background music. I just really love that track. I think it sounds awesome. Previous to that, we had Existence Zero, This Blood Don't Run, from Bloody by which is a remix of Bloody Tears. So, I'm sorry for not putting a non-Sega track on there. I bow my head in shame. You can't see me because it's radio, but I do. Anyway, moving on. 3D fighting game for the Saturn and original PlayStation, but we don't care about that one. Called Kumite was announced as having... Oh, sorry. Let me try that sentence again. A 3D fighting game for the Saturn and original PlayStation with realistic damage modelling was announced as being developed by developer 47TEK. Or 47Tech. I'm not really sure. As I say, it's supposed to have realistic damage modelling, and like Mortal Kombat, it was planning to use motion capture of actual martial artists to get the playable models. Character models. In the end, however, it proved a little bit too ambitious for a tiny developer like 47TEK to actually pull off. The publisher was Konami, again. Who ended up pulling the plug on the project when they realised just how little work had actually been completed just due to the sheer scale of what they were trying to accomplish. Especially when we're talking about Saturn technology and its kind of handicap when it came to 3D. So trying to do full 3D motion capture and this realistic damage modelling, just not going to happen. Wow. Eclipse says, thank you for playing, I've been talking about With That Beat, now they finally know where it's from. They said that they had no idea where it was from, and they'd listened to it for years and didn't know it's a Castlevania song. Well, now you know, and knowing is half the battle, G.I. Joe. So you're quite welcome, I am glad to be of service. And I don't even mind that it's not a Sega song. So I've been vindicated there. I'm very happy. And you're quite welcome, Eclipse. Hello, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but hi. Welcome to the show. What else was I going to talk about before I run out of music? B-Bomb. A game where you fight enemies using the power of your backside. Using the power of your arse. I got nothing. Anyway, it was announced by Sega in 1993 for the Mega Drive. There was meant to be two-player co-op as well as single-player, so two arses for the price of one, I suppose. It's not yet known why it was cancelled, and there are only a few screenshots that are still kicking around. So there's not a huge amount of information there about this. It's just the concept. As I say, I got nothing. You talk amongst yourselves about this one. The game where you fight using your arse. I don't know, you guys. I just don't know. Let's have some music instead. Since they were talking about fighting games, let's have something from Streets of Rage. I think we should have Underlogic from Streets of Rage. So let's have that, and then we'll see you after break. We'll be right back.
the best Sega music, live shows,
and the chance to request your favorites.
This is RadioSega.net.
Back, and that was Eternal Champion from the Mega CD, the Mega CD version of Eternal Champions. And prior to that, we had Under Logic from Streets of Rage. Under Logic, of course, being the track that sounds suspiciously like Move Every Mountain by The Shaman. They were both released in the same year, so to this day, I am not sure which one was influenced which, if that makes sense. Anyway, the English version of Phantasy Star Online 2. We are still waiting. It was originally scheduled for summer 2013. Last I recall hearing, Sega were still working on solutions for players in the West to play it as intended, and that was back in May 2016. I doubt anyone's still holding their breath at this point, and the most players I know who actually want to play it have given up and just play the Japanese version using proxies and a translation guide, or I think there's a fan-made translation patch, I haven't checked. But is there anybody who's actually still expecting this to actually come out in English? Because I'm not. I have entirely given up. I just... Wow. Wow. Moving on. Let's have some more music. Let's have some of the music from Phantasy Star Online too. Of course, why not?
Change. しさえ開いたら誰か支えて包むあったかい絆になること忘れない頬を伝わる涙たちは真摯に歩んでいく証少しも恥なくていい We are shining そねばあの君の祈りは黙ってでも感じるよ天を継ぐ頂き目指す We are shining そねばラッキー瞳肥やしてただまばゆく魂誠実な光を
back. And that was Our Fighting from Phantasy Star Online 2, which is a great track. It's a really nice piece of J-pop, J-rock stuff. Discord chat is having a thorough discussion about Phantasy Star Online 2 and its translations. To clarify, there is a sort of an English translation. It's the Southeast Asia version is available in English. But by all reports, the translation is awful. I might cover it next week when I talk about ports and conversions of games. But yeah, the translation is not great, let's put it that way. And there is a fan translation patch for the Japanese version of for PSO Online 2. PSO 2, rather. But it is very... It's difficult to play because if they catch you playing from outside the region, you will get banhammered really hard. Anyway, moving on. Yet another Dreamcast game. Dear Lord, the Dreamcast had a lot of cancelled games, or maybe it's just that I know about a lot of them. Hold on. Thunder Force 6, which was first announced for the Dreamcast. And an intro movie was released in about year 2000, and is still existing, floating around the internet somewhere. When the Dreamcast later stopped production, the developer Technosoft kind of mostly left the game industry at that point. Here's where it gets confusing, because there was a soundtrack album that was released with the Thunder Force 6 name. But as far as anybody can tell, it seems to be just remasters of tracks from previous Thunder Force games. So it's not known if this was going to be used in Thunder Force 6, or if it was just using the name for publicity, or to advertise the later Thunder Force game, which was released on the PS2, because Sega later got the license to develop a new game. The PS2 version doesn't have a lot in common with the Dreamcast version, though, so it is an entirely separate game. So, I, to this day, do not know why a soundtrack album was released with the Thunder Force 6 name when it wasn't the music from that game. It's very confusing. So there is a version of the Thunder Force music that's on the Radio Sega playlist. I don't know which version it's from. I can't tell. But I'm going to play you a track anyway. This one is called Negative Energy, from allegedly from Thunder Force 6, but who knows. So enjoy that, and I'll see you after the break.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And we are back. That was Negative Energy ending theme from Thunder Force 6, maybe. I don't know, because the situation with the music for that is hard. SVK is saying in regards to Phantasy Star Online 2, it's not necessarily that you get banned if you're playing outside of Japan, but you won't get support for being locked out of your account or authentication failure or anything like that. Which is fair enough. I have heard of people being banned, but I don't know if that's exaggeration or they say they're being banned because they're not getting support for being locked out of the account. I'm not sure, so. SPK is our Phantasy Star expert, so if you have any questions on that, then they're the person to talk to. Moving on. Another Dreamcast game. The Warhammer Vehicular Combat game, which was called Gorkamorka. I bet that's fun to say when you're drunk. Which is based on the tabletop skirmish game produced by Games Workshop of the same name. Early concept art shows that it would have been roughly similar to Mario Kart, but with the ability to buy additions to your vehicle like weapons and armour for the better smashing of your opponents. Because you're playing as orcs, and smashing is important. There was a demo that appeared at E3 in the year 2000, but it never got released. I seem to recall that there was a fairly amusing intro video that was lurking about the internet. I'm not sure where it is, I couldn't find it on a brief internet search. Mostly because if you try and search for Gorkamorka, you just end up with a skirmish tabletop game. So maybe you guys will have better luck. It is out there, it's pretty amusing, if you like orcs. So that's worth looking at. There was also a Warhammer MMO in development by Climax, which was set to be distributed by Sega. It was looking very ambitious for the time period that it was being developed, with things like dynamic monster AI that would roam around the world and set up its own camps if the players didn't run them off, and an upgrade system that would focus more on learning skills from different NPCs instead of the usual leveling up system. However, when Games Workshop realised just how much money it would have to sink into the project, $30 million and upwards, they pulled the funding out of the project. Climax then decided to try and fund it on their own for a while, but eventually gave up realising that it was just going nowhere. It's a bit of a shame because some of the stuff they were doing could have really changed the way that MMOs were working at the time and could have kind of shaken up the genre a bit, which would have been great. Because the genre is still very stale and really does need some shaking up. So it's a shame that that didn't get off the ground, but a lot of MMOs back in those days were too ambitious for their own good and they'd crash and burn. I'm also a bit disappointed about the lack of a vehicular combat game, because that sounds like it would have been great fun at parties. Anyway. No one's saying which Climax. I don't know. The information I've got just said it was Climax Studios. So I'd have to look further into that. Green Viper's saying that he's keeping his notes filled about Dreamcast stuff. Yeah, you're welcome. We should do a collaboration at some point, dude. Anyway, let's have some music. Let's have some Warhammer music. So I'm going to play from Warhammer Dawn of War, Angels of Death, the Space Marine theme. We'll be right back. And we're back again, and the Discord chat has gone completely mad. I blame Green Viper, but I usually do. That was Skirmish 2 from Total War Warhammer, and prior to that it was Warhammer 40k, Dawn of War 2, Angels of Death, the Space Marine theme. I took the opportunity during the break to spray more of my sponsor, Vic Chloroseptic, so I can actually carry on talking because my voice is starting to go, as you may be able to tell. Anyway, let's talk about some more cancelled games. Aliens Crucible was going to be a strategy RPG in the Aliens universe, which Sega unfortunately cancelled in 2009. Now, there are conflicting reports on how far in development the game actually was, with some reports saying that it looked ready to ship, and others, including the game's creative director, saying that it still had a fairly long way to go before it was actually ready for release. Either way, Sega pulled the plug in favour of Aliens Colonial Marines. So, and we all know how well that worked out. So, yeah, nice one, Sega. Good choice. Brilliant. Good grief. But yeah, strategy RPG set in the Aliens universe where you could kind of set up bases and defend them, and they would have been inside a little real-time strategy elements as well as RPG elements. Pretty interesting. Ambitious, but interesting. Moving on from Sega's awesome own goal there, onto Lobo, a fighting game for the Mega Drive and the SNES, which was based on the DC Comics character. For those who don't know, Lobo is a sort of parody character. He's an exaggerated version, exaggerated version of the 90s anti-hero characters, so he's kind of a bit of a piss take, but he's a quite popular character. Not a huge amount is known about the development of the game, other than that it was to be a fighting game featuring Lobo and other DC characters, and was being developed by Ocean Software. It was scheduled for release in 1996. It was cancelled for unknown reasons, although there are rumours that it was possibly due to a licensing deal gone bad, Ocean Software having had a history of things like that happening to them. A playable prototype of the game was discovered and released into the wild a few years ago, so if you search for Lobo Mega Drive, you can probably find the ROM for it if you look hard enough. But I don't know how I feel about this one, because the screenshots I've seen are not that impressive. So, I don't know. Maybe somebody can play it and tell me what they think, if they find it wrong. Okay. Let's have some more music. Yeah, since Lobo got cancelled, let's have another DC character. Let's have some Batman. Let's have the mid-boss theme from Batman Returns.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. And that was Aliens from Alien Isolation, appropriately enough, in relation to talking about Alien Crucible earlier. So an actual good Aliens game. And before that, it was Batman Returns on the Mega Drive, the mid-boss theme. Because Batman is a DC character and so is Lobo, so it makes sense to me. Anyway, a sequel to Sonic Chronicles, The Dark Brotherhood, was originally expected due to the frankly evil cliffhanger the game ended on. However, the division of BioWare that produced handheld games was shut down not long after Sonic Chronicles was released, and nothing's been heard about a sequel in many, many years. It's even been rumoured that the lawsuit between Sega and Ken Penders regarding certain characters may even have been a contributing factor, considering just how much of Sonic Chronicles owes to the Archie comics for its characters and storyline. It is a shame since I really enjoyed the game, apart from the music, which I've mentioned before. Where was I? Ah yes, speaking of Sonic, there was a project, a fan project, called Sonic 2 HD, a fan remake of Sonic 2 with HD graphics and specially remixed music. The alpha demo got fairly good reception from the community, then all information just up and stopped. And after months of silence, the dev team came forward and said that the main programmer, Lost, or L0ST, I'm not quite sure how he's pronounced that, had actually put DRM into the code to prevent other people from working on it, because he had his vision of how the game was supposed to be, and he wanted everything to be completely perfect. The dev team, after months of trying to resolve this situation and trying to talk to him and him not responding, eventually just gave up and cancelled the game. Happily, the project has since been revived with a new engine, and updates are still coming out. I think the last update was November of 2016, which isn't too bad. So, worth keeping an eye on that one. So since I was talking about Sonic Chronicles, I think I'll play some music from Sonic 3 Blast, because a lot of the music from Sonic Chronicles was awful MIDI remixes of the music from Sonic 3D Blast. So I'm going to play... I'm actually running out of time. I hope it's okay if I go over, because I don't have another show after me, so I'm going to run over, because I can. So I'm going to play Rusty Ruin Act 1 from Sonic 3D Blast by Richard Jacks. See you after the break. We'll be right back. we are back, and I'm going to be a terrible, terrible person and overrun a bit because I still have some stuff to talk about. Specifically, Psygnosis, which announced a slew of Mega Drive games that were subsequently cancelled. This included Res-Q, a 2D action game which included some bonus stages with on-rails shooter segments in early polygonal 3D, similar to the sort of things that Star Fox were doing on the SNES. Which is pretty impressive for the Mega Drive since it didn't allow co-processors like the SNES did. Developer Tempest later leaked a build of this game so someone could actually get to play it. Nice of them, but I bet that got them into trouble later. Wiz, that's a dubious bloody name, had a Mega Drive version in development that was cancelled, although versions of the Saturn and other consoles were eventually released. There was also Hardcore, which according to developers Digital Illusions was pretty much finished when it was actually canned. The later Amiga port was also cancelled, just to rub salt into the wound. Now, the reasoning behind these cancellations appears to have been due to Psygnosis being bought out by Sony, and therefore being refocused towards PlayStation games, with the PlayStation being announced not long after the buyout. So there you go. It's all Sony's fault. Green Viper in the chat is saying he heard on-rail shooter and a word that sounded like Res in the same sentence, and the concept of Res was stolen. Rescue. I think it was supposed to be Rescue. It might have just been the way of pronouncing it because my voice is knackered. I don't know. Could be. Could be rampant paranoia. I don't know. Basically, I'm talking about Psygnosis because it gives me an excuse to play some music from Microcosm. Because I am a massive prog rock fan, and Rick Wakeman, who's the keyboardist for Yes, did the music for Microcosm. So I'm going to play one of the tracks from Microcosm, and I'm going to squee quietly to myself while I do, because I really, really love prog rock. So this is Stage 3, Ugo Niaga, by Rick Wakeman from Microcosm, which was produced by Psygnosis for the Mega CD. Enjoy!
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
So I'm just going to talk over the Lemmings music for a moment to say thank you everybody for listening. Lemmings, of course, being another Psygnosis game. So thanks everyone for listening to my first episode of 2017. Thanks to everyone in the Discord chat. Thanks to Twinny for setting up a Twitter poll for me. And thanks to everybody who's been listening. And I hope to see you again next week, where I will be talking about ports, conversions, and translations of games. So I hope you will join me then, when I'll hopefully have less of a sore throat, and I will see you all next week. Take care of yourselves, and good night. Enjoy the rest of the track.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.